T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't care what the temperature is. I'm taking the doors off of it. I'm taking the doors and the roof off of it. Well, what do you mean?
Don't be doing that when you're coming into the city. That's for when you're driving out there and you want to take it on the, You want to do some, four wheeling and all that stuff.
I already decided. The doors and the roof are coming off.
No.
I'm driving on the Southern State Parkway.
Well, I'm sure the guys on the approach to the bridge when you get out of here will be glad to have my taser.
I'll have my taser with me that Al gave me, and then I'm just going to be zapping everybody on the way in. Don't come too close. It's a brand new first edition Bronco.
Watch me. I know you're kidding. You're not doing that. So don't do that.
Obviously. So. I'm not going to be out there tasing people randomly unless they're attacking.
No, I'm not talking about that. You're not taking the doors and the top off of your
Bronco.
Well, why not?
That's the whole point of having it, isn't it?
It's a little chilly outside. It's a little bit, the whole point of having it is when you want to go to the beach and when you want to go out and do your stuff and the, little off-roading and stuff like that, this monster is ready to rock and roll.
Listen, what I told myself was the first day that I get the Bronco, I'm riding around with the doors and the roof off. Now, I did think that maybe it would be more like summer that I would have gotten it. I didn't get it. So it's now we're touching November, and I'm taking the whole thing off, and I'm driving in. You'll see me tomorrow when I pull up with no doors and no roof. You'll see tomorrow. I'll wait out there for you, and I'll just be sitting in that thing strapped in.
All right, so here's the deal. So when you take the doors and the roof off, they go in the back of the vehicle?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Unless you wanted to take them off and put it in, well, you don't have a garage, so you can't do that. So I guess you're going to put them in the back of the vehicle.
You'll come in here,
you'll work for 4 hours, and you'll go outside, and then the doors and the tops will be taken out of the back of your vehicle. So then you'll have a vehicle with no doors and no tops at all.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's not a good place. I do want to do it, excuse me, desperately, but I guess it's not a good place to do it in New York City. Not a great place. And you have people sitting in it and stuff, and you can climb right in. It's probably not a good idea.
Might have a few people doing some other things in it.
Defecating.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. It's amazing how we've normalized these things.
Yes, unfortunately, I would say yes. It's just it's no longer surprising anymore. What used to be like stunning and surprising and shocking is no longer that.
Yeah. I mean, and I've been desperate to get back now, so like some of these things actually sound appealing to me.
Yeah.
Like dealing with the panhandlers. This almost sounds appealing to me now. Mm. Coming back into the city and watching someone urinate on the Chase Bank outside, like, that sounds appealing to me now.
Okay. Well, it's not really.
Get out of here.
Yes.
No, it's not really. No. I know. After a day or two, I'll be like, this is hell. Why? Why is this happening? Did you see the back page? You probably didn't because we don't get the newspapers anymore and the Daily News barely exists. But did you see the back page of the Daily News?
I did not. What is the back page of the sports cover?
All right, so it's got a picture of Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing nose to nose, and it says the new dance.
Oh God! So this is the Bulls and the Knicks now have a new dance, and this is like a new rivalry being,
yes.
Well, not a new rivalry, an old rivalry being rekindled.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
That was a little extreme.
Yeah, I think it's very extreme, and it's
a little extreme.
I think it's somebody trying. Well, I'm somebody. It's the news trying to capitalize on the Knicks' newfound popularity.
But why not put like Lonzo Ball and Obi Toppin, or Lonzo Ball and Julius Randle, or what I'm saying? Like Like, why does it have to be the old guys? Or at least put somebody new on the freaking the back page of it, because that's what we're into.
I don't know. I guess we're kind of talking about it, so maybe it did meet their expectations. But again, you know, for me, tonight will be the telltale sign as to whether this older duo of point guards can handle a new young stud at point guard.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I really, really hope that they do well, because I don't want to hear you talk about it tomorrow, because I don't want any Knicks negativity, man.
I don't want Knicks negativity either. I'm actually excited. That, you know how you were talking about watching the game. I'll watch football and this.
Oh, yeah.
They are now much-watched television. For me, for somebody who for literally 15 years checked out on this team, last year was a rebirth of sorts for me as a fan. And especially because of what Tom Thibodeau brought back to the team, which was the pride of the 90s when Pat Riley and Jeff Van Gundy were here. So that was something that I really, truly appreciated. And that's why I didn't want them to make a trade last year. And that's why I wanted to see that group of guys, see how far they could go. And unfortunately, they couldn't go very far in the playoffs, but they got there. And that's the first step. And now they added Fournier and, of course, they added Kemba Walker, and then you would like to think that the younger guys are going to continue to grow. Like, Obi Toppin looks like a completely different player.
He does. He absolutely does.
He now looks like and understands where he's supposed to be on the court when somebody else has the ball and where he's supposed to be going and how he's supposed to be playing defense and how now the brain is no longer in the way of the athlete. Like, he's free. Like, don't you feel like he's free out there on the basketball court?
Absolutely, and I think that he also bulked up and added a lot of confidence, and they're getting them involved, which is great. A couple of guys here know exactly what I'm talking about, especially Jimmy in Bergen County. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, how we doing, boys?
Hey, man.
Bronco this morning.
Yeah.
I got the top down. We're rocking right now. A little heat on. Patagonia vest. Times are good.
Yeah, that's right. So you're just blasting the heat, and do you have the doors off too?
Nah, no doors. The old lady doesn't allow it. Too many kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jesus God.
God, Jimmy. But as long as you... So it's like 50-something degrees out right now?
It's about 51 right now. I'm just driving through Montclair to the office, and times are good, babe.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking
Jimmy,
about.
Jimmy, how old are you, Jimmy?
37.
All right, there you go. He's your age, G. So you guys are already starting your midlife crisis early.
What are you talking about, man? Actually, no, I'm probably at my midlife crisis now. If you think about actual midlife,
right?
So I'll be 40 coming up this year, and that's times 2, 80. So it's about life expectancy, maybe a little bit older. So, yeah, I'm just about there.
Okay.
I am just about there.
And when do you get in that truck, man? You're going to feel like you're 25 years old again.
I know. We already talked. A neighbor of mine had one when he was in high school.
Yep.
And he's like, listen, what we need to do is we got to sit in your driveway with the doors off and the top off, and we're going to sit in there, we're going to drink Miller Lite cans, and we're going to throw them out of the slide into your yard.
Yeah, so I had one of these bad babies when, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a 72 or 73 model that I had bought used. Mm-hmm. And it had the tires, the size of the tires that we're going to have on our Broncos when we go pick them up. Yeah. And the thing about it is that when I became a pro, I bought my dad a Bronco.
Oh, nice.
And the Bronco that I bought my dad, lo and behold, was the white OJ Bronco.
Get the hell out of here.
He had the same exact car.
The, what's his name, Al Cowling's Bronco.
Yeah, the Al Cowling's Bronco, yes.
Get out of here. Did he have it in 94?
He did, yes. He had that exact model.
Get the 94. Hell out of here.
Yeah, that was like the, I don't know, it was either third or fourth car, I think I got him. But yeah, so, and he loved, when I first made it, I bought him a nice Cadillac because I thought, you know, Cadillac.
Sure.
And, you know, it just didn't match like where we were, where I grew up and all that stuff. He wasn't like a big fan of the, I forget which model it was. Not that he didn't like the Cadillac. He did, but he just felt like it was out of
place. Did you get him
maybe
a DeVille?
Maybe it was a DeVille. I'm not sure. No, it was a, I'll think about it. But
you
anyway,
bought him a pink Cadillac, I thought you said.
No, I didn't buy him the pink Cadillac. But then after that, when I got him a truck, he was much happier.
Yeah, okay. Did he get rid of the white Bronco because of the OJ thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he had it. He was like, and my nephew Randy, grew up in the same house, so he was riding around in that white Bronco too.
Well, it's and he's getting himself a Bronco as well.
And he's getting a Bronco too? Yeah, see, this right. It just runs through the family. What can I tell you?
It really does. Matt's in New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, morning, boys. You hey. Know you're going to freeze.
I'm going to freeze?
I have a Jeep. I got a Jeep with the doors off, top off, 70, 73 degrees is about the coldest you can go. Unless you're going to bundle up and on the highway, it's going to be really freaking cold.
Especially at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't want to be doing that.
I always wondered that because when you see guys on motorcycles in the summer when it's hot and they'll be in like these leather coats and yeah. you wonder like,
they're in the leather coats so they don't, if they fall off, they don't get street burned.
Oh. I thought they were cold.
No. And by the way, my man Richie Hahn is reminding me that my dad picked up the Bronco the day the Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 94.
Oh, wow. So it was a brand new one.
It was a brand new one. That one was a brand new one, yes.
Oh, my. So basically, wait a second. So he got that Bronco right around when that happened.
Yes.
Like the exact same time.
The exact same time.
Oh.
What game of the NBA Finals was that?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
It was like game 4 or 5 or something. Maybe game 2. It was at home. It was in the Garden, so it had to be like 3 or 4.
I wanted to say 4 popped into my head, but yeah. I don't remember.
But the interesting thing, so Richie Hanna works for me, used to have a place called Tower Conversions. Mm-hmm. So he would do a lot of the aftermarket stuff on the pickups and the lift kits and the tires.
Game 5, by the way.
Oh, it was game 5. Okay.
Yep.
So all of that stuff. So, you know, I had my dad's car tricked out, so to speak.
Yeah.
I pimped his ride, as they said. I had Richie pimp his ride, so Richie would know, yes.
And he kept it. So he was like, oh, man.
No, he just got it.
June 14th, we think, was when the Rangers... Yeah, June 14th, the Rangers won.
So he got that, yes.
And June 17th was the...
was the OJ thing. Yeah. Yes. We had him 3 days in. He had the same vehicle. Is that crazy?
It really is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Let's go to Jimmy in Port Washington. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I was just saying, you guys need a beach pass for your Bronco.
Yeah, we know that.
No, I know. Yeah,
well, of course
you
know that.
You get the green key card, and you get the recreational pass. I can get over at West Sayville Golf Course. I know all about it, Jim.
Oh, perfect. Good, yeah. You got to get
that. We're all good unless you get thrown off the beach like I did this summer.
Wait, what?
What?
What do you mean you got thrown off the beach?
I was driving my truck on a beach, and I didn't have the pass, and the guy pulled me over and said, you know, I think it's time you get off the beach.
Really?
And I said, okay.
And you
said,
so you didn't know who you were?
No. I didn't want to tell him either.
And he didn't you didn't get a ticket or anything, did you? He just threw you off?
He just threw me off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if he gave you a ticket, that's ridiculous.
Nah, that's all right. Those guys out there in Southampton patrolling that beach, man, those guys could be, you know, they're badass. They're hard
messing
ass
around
out there.
Do I have to take air out of my tires even with these giant tires?
No, I don't ever do that. Some people do that. But you have these tires and you got this engine and you got this great vehicle. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm taking it on the beach today, even without the permit. Have somebody kick me off. Then I'm driving right through the woods.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Got Jerry Recco back with his update and moment of the day right now. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We have got kind of turn the page a little bit here. We got the Knicks and Bulls tonight in Chicago. Nice early season matchup here. The Knicks are 3-1 playing well. The Bulls are 4-0. It's also Joakim Noah night. And that's a special night for your guy Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau. Of course, he coached Noah in Chicago. Here he was thinking about the man himself.
I loved him. I fought with him. I loved him. I fought with him. But he was, and he's a dear friend now.
Look at that. So now
he also fought with Jeff Hornacek too, didn't he?
Probably. Yeah. I didn't remember him being. Because I was listening to Thibodeau a little bit talking about this. I remember Noah being good. I didn't realize how good he was defensively and even was an offensive presence. Because he was with the Knicks. Ugh, not much.
He was miserable. His career was basically over. He was injured. He got $70 million. And I think he pushed or punched Jeff Hornacek, didn't he? Thought so.
You're probably right about that. I don't remember. But so that'll be tonight. That should be an interesting matchup for the Knicks. In terms of the Nets, not great last night as they lost to the Heat 106-93. James Harden and the guys got just murdered on the glass.
It got to be a team effort. Yeah, we got a gang rebound. Especially the lineups, different lineups that we have in the game.
Yeah, and they're still trying to figure it out. Here was Kevin Durant on why it was so bad.
Sometimes we got two contesting the ball on the jump shot, and then that leaves the glass vulnerable.
They did a great job, too, on Yes last night. They were showing how Miami's strategy is essentially two guys crash the glass, other guys leak out, and they get easy bucket after easy bucket. They have a really cool overhead camera that was neat. Here was Steve Nash, not a great day overall.
Lots to work on, but obviously disappointed in the offensive rebounds we gave up and some of the transition buckets.
And so the Nets now 2-3 on the season. They will take on the Pacers tomorrow night. We've got NFL football. We've got week 8 in the NFL opening this evening on the Fan with the Cardinals and the Packers. The two teams combined 13-1. Green Bay 6-1, banged up at the wide receiver position because of COVID, not really banged up. And the Cardinals are 7-0, and J.J. Watt reports say surgery on the shoulder, season ending. So that sucks for him for sure. Here is Kyler Murray, though, very excited to be playing in the same game against Aaron Rodgers.
He's probably my favorite quarterback. Yeah, probably one of my favorite quarterbacks. I mean, to watch.
And that's interesting because we played the clip from Xavier McKinney before, who says, I got no favorites.
Yeah, I don't like anybody that we play.
Exactly right. So that'll be tonight. We will have that for you on the Fan. Week 8 in the NFL opening up in the National Football League. Now, I played these a couple of hours ago, and it's only going to be probably the last time I play it, so I got to give it to you again. Now, for anybody that didn't hear these, this is Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. His team is not out to a great start. They played real well week 1 against the Falcons. Since then, not good. He basically is trying to make the analogy of how they are a work in progress.
You know, the results aren't there right now, but what's going on here is that there's growth under the soil.
Growth under the soil.
I put a picture of a flower up, right?
And that's to remind everybody.
Right.
And he talks about the roots, and that this is how you build a team.
It's coming through the ground, and the roots are growing out, and the roots are continuing to grow out.
And guess the roots are the players. Here he is talking football again, kind of.
Nobody wants to see results more than us, right? We want to see results, right, too. But it's really important that the foundation is being built and that the roots are growing out.
There's one more.
The only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and they grow better is if that we all water We all fertilize.
You think he actually stands in front of those men and tells them about water and fertilizing?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you
think
really?
I think he said the same thing to the team. Sounded like that was not the first time he said that.
It's just so stupid. One more.
We do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out.
I mean, this is Philadelphia.
I know.
If you said this in Kansas City, maybe Minnesota, maybe Cincinnati, I would get it. But you're kind of talking to your Philadelphia fans.
Yeah, it's rough.
What?
But I would love to know what the reaction in Philadelphia is about this guy. I'm sure he's a good I'm sure he's a good football guy, but good Lord.
They're probably looking at Nick Sirianni like we were looking at Adam Gase.
Yeah.
That's probably the way they're looking at it.
That's probably true.
You know, when you think about Buddy Ryan coaching that team and then you compare him to Nick Sirianni, could you imagine Buddy Ryan talking about planting a seed?
Yeah, growth under the ground that is popping out beautifully.
The other thing that was popping out was he was trying to punch his assistant coaches, right? Wasn't that him?
Yes.
That was,
he did that down in Houston.
Right.
Yeah.
I was at that game.
I know you were in that game.
Yes.
Kevin Gilbride, wasn't it?
Yes. They were trying to punch us out.
I saw Bruce Smith put the cemetery of quarterbacks, kind of like, who was that?
Miles Garrett.
Right. Now his was a little bit more detailed. I found it interesting, though, he put Boomer Esiason Bengals as opposed to when he almost literally killed you on the field when you were with the Jets.
Yeah, I think he felt bad about that.
That's what it was.
I was actually looking at all the headstones looking for the Jet logo, and I did see, who was it? It wasn't you.
Ah! Chad Pennington?
No, the guy that came after, Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell.
I saw Neil O'Donnell with a Jet logo, but you with the Bengals. I thought that was...
He remembers me more with the Bengals because we played in an AFC Championship game.
I know, but he almost killed you in Buffalo.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I saw him at the Hall of Fame when I went there to go visit for Bill Cowher, and he came over and gave me a hug.
Oh, Boomer dead. Is he dead? Yeah, my God, he killed Boomer.
That all right?
He gave you a hug and then slammed you right to the pavement.
Stood over you.
Gave me a nice hug, and I didn't know how to take it, but it was nice to see Bruce.
It was nice.
Out of uniform, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Sunday, the Jets do play the Bengals, speaking of which your two teams collide. Mike White will be the starting quarterback. Here is Rob Saleh.
We have a lot of faith in Mike. Again, Mike has done a hell of a job. He's earned this right to go out there and play on Sunday and show what he's capable of.
He did throw for 202 yards in the loss to the Patriots, in which they gave up 54 points, and Zach Wilson got hurt. So he indeed gets the start this week. Joe Flacco to arrive to the team tomorrow after the trade for him to go from Philadelphia to the Jets. Raiders, I did see Mark Davis. I saw the picture now that you guys are talking about. It looks like a Dumb and Dumber Saturday Night Live sketch
is what it looks like.
It's that bad. I agree. Yeah. Here he was.
Well, maybe Saturday Night Live will get an idea and do a sketch.
Oh, they could do that. That's fair. Yes. Here they were. Maybe they've done it already. Who knows? Here he was asking about the Washington football team and if he thought the information from the investigation should be released publicly.
Probably, yeah. I think that there should be. Yeah.
Did you like,
especially with some of the things that were, charged.
And I guess that's kind of what you were talking about yesterday. Some of the things that have been reported not good. So are those meetings over now?
I think they may have today, but. But here's the interesting thing about all of this. So here's the, you know, minority owner. Well, he's the controlling owner. Let's put it this way. The controlling owner of the Raiders. And he comes out of a meeting and he basically gives his thoughts about what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying that, there should be a public report out there and we should know what's going on. How do you think those other owners in that room feel about him saying that?
Well, probably not great since there were a couple of clips of owners, but the audio was terrible to play where they were like, I think the NFL's handled it well. And this guy's saying, let's go release it.
Right.
So not great. I would agree.
The NFL, this was not a great owners meeting for them because as I was reporting earlier, you know, they thought that Jeff Bezos would be involved in buying the Broncos. And it turns out that he has no interest in buying the Broncos, which they are all very disappointed in because obviously he could just write a check tomorrow.
And more money, more money, more money.
That's exactly right.
Crazy bastards. Giants play the Chiefs on Monday night. Baseball-wise, World Series Game 2 and a win, and a big win, for the Astros.
Drew Smyly on the mound now. Veteran lefty. His first appearance of this World Series. Driven to left field! Hooking down the line! She's gone. She's gone.
Man, he changed. He was fine.
Yes. Just kind of talking, and then all of a sudden, there it goes. Jose Altuve with the home run, 7-2 the final. Astros beat the Braves. They scored four in the second.
It is amazing to me how small he is.
He's 5'8". He's my size.
He looks like a jockey running around the baseball path.
Well, that's
compared
why
to all the other guys.
One of the coolest photos you will see is Judge at second base and him standing there next to him with his glove.
It's amazing.
It looks ridiculous, actually, that they are two major leaguers. Here is Dusty Baker. Yeah, we were down 1-0. No worries.
Like I said last night, these guys don't worry. They didn't. You know, they weren't worried about last night.
Not at all. They still got to go get four wins. Now they got to get three as it's even. Brian Snitker says, yeah, we lost game two, but we did get one on the road.
When we came in, you want to split. I think that's, you know, obviously you want to win two, but if you get out of here with a split, then that's a good thing going home.
And game three will be in Atlanta tomorrow night. And I did mention the whole thing with the Guardians, the Cleveland team, as Major League Baseball is being sued by a roller derby team that's had the name since 2013. They are the Cleveland Guardians. So we'll see if that
goes
anywhere.
How about that? There's a roller derby team named the Cleveland Guardians.
Professional roller derby team called the Cleveland Guardians.
Right. So the Indians are changing their name to the Guardians. Didn't they know that there was a roller derby team
named
the Guardians?
I'm sure they did. And I'm sure that they said whatever the lawsuit's going to cost, we're going to go with it.
Yeah. I agree.
What could they possibly want?
And if you're that roller derby team, you know you're getting a big payday.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll work out in the end.
And then I'll leave you with this. I'll give you one final one just because there's another stupid story that I saw.
Okay.
Australia. So everything's about a vaccine these days, yes? I mean, we would agree. Yeah, the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, there's a lot going on.
The shingles vaccine.
The shingles vaccine. You need to get vaccinated for certain things. Australia is rolling out a new vaccine.
They should just make one big shot and just take it.
Well, this one's for chlamydia.
Oh.
It's a chlamydia vaccine. Here's the kicker. It's for koalas.
Koala chlamydia?
I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
How did they even know this was a problem?
I don't know. Apparently, koala bears get chlamydia from one another. So we got to preserve the koala community.
Is that chlamydia?
Is that the one that makes you pee burn? Is that one? Chlamydia?
I don't know. I've never had it. You tell me.
I think they all do that.
All of them?
Yeah, I think like they're similar
all the
symptoms.
Different STDs?
Yeah, to all the STDs.
Don't they also call chlamydia the clap?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And don't
call it the clap.
Don't you get like burns down there too for certain?
Warts?
Yes.
Genital warts?
Large koala bear hands. Chlamydia.
You found chlamydia and koala bear,
hands.
And Alcine bolt. Anyhow, so that's apparently going on in Australia. All right, time now for Moment of the Day. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of
the Day! So Al and I had our moments this morning. Nothing crazy during the warm-up show. Boomer and Gio kind of wondering what happened between 5 and 5:20 this morning after Boomer was talking about me being angry in the past.
I love when you get mad, Jerry. It's actually, it's refreshing to a certain extent.
I'd like to hear that moment where Jerry sort of decided not to blow up on Al this morning.
Well, the whole 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was?
Oh, yeah. It was right. Constant, like,
okay,
holding back. Blowing on the pot, making sure it didn't boil over.
Were you deliberate?
Just going on and on and on about it.
Were you trying to get him going out?
No.
We just completely disagree on a subject. And I'm never changing his mind, and he's not changing my mind.
Turns out, we know it's really because Al's cheesed off that he's going to be involved with the birthday plans.
Yeah, right.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, right.
And he's going to be at the Met.
He's got to go to the Met.
The Guggenheim and MoMA.
Oh my God.
Gina goes, we'll just take the subway. I go, I'm not getting out of here.
But she knows you well, huh? Well, there you go. Moment of the day. Hey, you have a great afternoon, Al.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you think I could do that koala thing on Boomer? Where
yes,
I'm the koala bear?
Be a little weird, though, as you crawl between his legs.
Yep.
What the hell was that?
What koala thing?
The koala challenge, right?
Yeah, there was some sort of social media thing where you climb on someone's back.
And
then
between his legs.
And then you go over them and down below them and back up without touching the ground.
You'd have to be really good at limbo if you were doing it on Boomer.
You want to try it?
No. No, I don't want to try it. No.
No, per digital would go nuts, though.
Oh, my God. All right. We're in Geo, oh, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
It's funny, I just saw my friend tweet about a conversation he had with his wife, and I had a similar one just 2 days ago, and it's just amazing how we were on the same mental track here. But my wife wants to give out full-size candy bars this year at Halloween because she says she wants to be the house that the kids remember with the full-size candy bars. And since we moved into a new neighborhood and it's our first Halloween here, that you have to give the full-size candy bar instead of the fun size. And I said, wait a second. Because once you go full-size candy bar, you can't go back. Because then everybody's going to expect you to go full-size candy bar every single time. And we're going to get a gazillion trick-or-treaters. And I don't want to sound cheap here, but like, full-size candy bar on Halloween is a major, major commitment for the rest of your life.
Well, we kind of always have this discussion around this time about, you know, what it means to be a celebrity on Halloween and what the expectations are. And you are a celebrity in Sayville. There's no way, there's no two ways about it. It's just you are the man in Sayville right now. You and your gaggle of other celebrities there, there are expectations. And people are going to say, that's Gio's house. Look at the brand new Bronco. He better be giving us some pretty good damn stuff.
But I mean, do the kids know that? Or do the parents know that?
Well, it's a little
bit
of
both. And are the
parents
telling the kids?
It's a little bit of both. You know, you got to, I don't know.
So the pressure is there.
You're right in the middle of Long Island competitions. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on here.
Wait, Long Island competitions? What are you talking about competitions?
It's the hidden kind of competition that you're dealing with right now.
Hidden competition.
Yep.
With who exactly?
Probably everybody in your neighborhood's giving out full candy bars. Yes, if you want to stand out, you got to give out two candy bars.
Oh, come on. Two full-size candy bars? You got to be out of your mind.
I think some of your neighbors giving out Bitcoin.
You know what you should do is you should go get that candy corn and put it like in little plastic wrappers. Give that out.
No, people hate that stuff, don't they? They hate the
Or give
candy.
Out apples.
Oh, God. No. Never. Some old drunk guy when I was a kid used to just take the change out of his pocket and hand it to us. And me and my friend were the only one that would go to his house because everybody else was like, that guy's old, drunk, and weird.
Yeah.
And every time he showed up to his house, he was just old, drunk, and weird.
Yep.
And he used to pull the change out of his pockets and just dump it into the bag for us.
So in Cincinnati, I would have to have photos there.
Photos?
Yeah, I'd sign a photo and give a candy and a signed photo.
Sign. Headshots.
Yeah. No, they were action shots.
I got a couple of WFAN headshots. How pretentious would that be?
Oh, no, that's what you should do.
Yeah. Here you go, little Johnny. What are you, Spider-Man? Yeah, you like WFAN?
Don't you have that shot with that checkered shirt on?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes.
Oh, God, it was so bad. I was at like the fattest I ever was. I was like around 250 pounds. And we did that photo shoot where I was all makeuped up and then it was all touched up. And it's so bad.
Yeah, you look like a mannequin. Let's go to Ryan and Metuchen. Ryan, what's happening, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Gio, I was just thinking, if you want to be a legend, you got to have your naked sister-in-law handing out candy bars.
That's what I'm talking about. Thinking about the line at the house.
Yeah, you know what? And after I'm a legend, I'd be a criminal after that, probably. They'd come and arrest me.
Well, your house would certainly be remembered.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
That's what you're trying to get to, yes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not... I just know once you go, this is what I was trying to explain to Gina. It's like we're never going back. Like, you go full-size candy bar, you got to stick with that the rest of your life.
More importantly, what is Sabrina going to be for Halloween?
So she's got two costumes, of course.
Yes.
She wanted to be a dinosaur. She loves the dinosaur, so that's her generic costume. And then Gina's dressing her up as Cher from the movie Clueless. Alicia Silverstone, that character,
yes.
Which is a very big movie.
Okay.
So she's going to be Cher from Clueless, and then she's also going to be a dinosaur because she wants to be a dinosaur. And she had a costume request for me that I had to go and buy that now I have to wear because she asked me something and I got to do it.
Right,
and
what, that is do you want to tell us?
Yeah. A tomato. She said, "Daddy, you have to be a tomato for Halloween." So I have this giant, well, I could just really just paint myself red and be a tomato.
Wow.
But I've got this giant tomato costume with little white gloves.
Well, she really knows her daddy. Let's go to Kenny in Long Island. Kenny, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
I just want to touch base to you real quick. You got to do the full-size candy bar. I planned my whole route when around one house when I was a kid. There was a haunted house and full-size candy bar across the street from each other. You got to do it. The kids talk about it. That's how word gets around. I got to get back to work, but you got to do it.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Kenny.
I know. I kind of do. I mean, I like the idea of that, like the kids being like, that's a cool house. And then you know you're not going to get toilet papered and stuff, you know?
Yeah, Johnny in Connecticut's got a good idea for you. Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
All righty.
Hey,
what's happening, bud?
Now, you know the little tiny Pixie Sticks? They got the orange sugar and the blue sugar in them?
Sure. Yeah.
They got the great big giant ones that are like 3 feet long and a half an inch diameter. It blows away the big size candy bar.
Right. And those things are like in plastic. Aren't they like in plastic?
No,
yeah, they're awesome. It's like probably half a pound of sugar. The kids love it.
Ah, be perfect. There you go. Get yourself a gross of those.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously. It's just a half a pound of sugar. That's what I want to get.
I'm thinking about because of the neighborhood you live in, and you know, and I know where you live, and I know what it looks like and everything else.
Yeah.
You're going to have a very, very active Halloween.
Oh, without a doubt. No, I'm excited for it because our last house, we used to never get anybody with the 500-foot driveway. The kids never wanted to come down there. So we're excited about this.
Yeah. Sunday during NFL football, the doorbell's going to be ringing like crazy. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's not ideal.
You in a tomato suit.
you're going to be answering the door in a tomato outfit?
No, I'm only going as the tomato. Before football, we're going to go out in the morning and we're going to do the route and I'll wear the tomato there. But no, I'm not going to answer the door in a tomato costume.
You are actually going to be dressed up as a tomato.
For my daughter, what do you want me to do?
That is
She made a specific request out of nowhere.
Where would she have seen that?
I don't know. I mean, the stuff she says, you know, kids, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
She was like, you know, because she wanted her mom, Gina, to be a dinosaur with her. And she looked at me and she said, I would like you to be a tomato. And I said, all right, it's no problem. Went on Amazon, got myself the tomato costume, and we're going to go and do it. You know, the other thing I was thinking about doing was getting like a whole, like, I don't know, 48 case or something of beer and then tossing that to the dads that came by with the kids. What do you think of that? That would be a legendary house. Wouldn't that be great? Big old cooler. And toss the beer to the dads?
Yeah, I don't know. Mixing Halloween and kids and beer. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Somebody
those dads that are sitting there, those poor bastards that are wheeling around those wagons and stuff, you know that they want a beer. Come on. They're walking. They're not driving.
Well.
You know they're probably drinking anyway.
Right. Your football Sunday is going to be awesome.
Gina will go to Gina's way into it, so she'll go to the door almost every time. So I don't have to worry about it. That'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm going to make it fine.
All right.
After what I've gone through, this tomato costume thing sounds pretty damn good to me. I'll tell you that much. Trust me, everything sounds fine to me right now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.